I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, June 11th. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please let the record show all board members are in attendance this evening. And if I can get county staff introductions, Michael.
Michael Gulling, Conference of Planning.
During the meeting, we ask you to turn off all cell phones and the other devices that might make noise. If you need to have a conversation with your neighbor, if you wouldn't mind stepping out into the lobby area so that you don't disturb the other members. I'll be reading out the items in the order of the agenda. Once your item is heard, please step forward, use the microphone, give us your name and address, tell us what it is you want to do. After that, I will allow the public to speak, so if you have a comment to make on any particular item, please raise your hand. You'll be called forward. Please use the microphone. Give us your name and address for the record. Once the public has been heard, it'll be closed and turned over to the board to make a recommendation. We also have a public comment meeting during our meeting this evening. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board majority vote. Does anyone have any comments they'd like to make prior to the meeting? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public. Can I get an approval of the minutes for May 28th, 2024?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of May 28th, 2024.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of May 28th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. An approval of the agenda for this evening, June 11th.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve tonight's agenda, June 11th, 2024, with one hold, item number 2, EP24400024, UC210434, Gill Express, Inc. They requested a hold indefinitely.
We have a motion of 4 to approve the agenda for this evening with the exception of item number 2. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So if you are here this evening for item number 2, which is Gill Express, Inc., regarding a vehicle wash establishment holdover. This will not be heard this evening. However, you're welcome to stay for the balance of the meeting. All right. Any informational items, Blanca? Nothing. So we'll go right into planning and zoning. Item number 1, WC2340031, DR190906, Mandalay Propco LLC. Holdover, waiver of conditions for a design review requiring full animation, allowed only when Mandalay Bay Road is closed to vehicle traffic, with animation at other times to consist of static images that are displayed for a minimum of 1 hour before transitioning to the next static image in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Mandalay Bay, on 124.1 acres in the CR commercial resort zone within the airport environs AE60 and AE65 overlay, generally located on the north side of Mandalay Bay Road and the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard with the south within Paradise. You hold 1 minute. You have a question?
No, I just had to move up so I could hear better.
Okay.
I didn't mean it.
No problem. Go ahead.
Madam Chair and Town Board members, my name is George Rogers, Architect, 6325 South Jones, representing the applicant. Spell my last name, R-O-G-E-R-S. Thank you. This application was heard by the City Board, the City Town Board in 2020, and recommended for approval at that time. And let me try to describe the location. It is located along Mandalay Bay and along Las Vegas Boulevard South and Mandalay Bay Road. And it's the bridge that crosses Mandalay Bay Road right here. In fact, it's a bridge of a building, Mandalay Place Shopping Center, is what it is. And there were signs that are located on the east side and the west side of the bridge that goes over Mandalay Bay Road. And that was the approved application. It was approved subject to a few conditions, and I'll tell you those. In fact, it was approved and requested because of the new Raiders games that were coming into the new Raiders Stadium. And everybody understood that that road would be used for pedestrians. On game day, to gain access to the arena. So the signs would actually play full video during times when the road was closed and pedestrians were going to the game, when there were events. It would play full video. It would play advertising. It would play public service announcements. It would make all kinds of things. And then, when it was closed to pedestrians and open to vehicles again, the condition was that it would have a static image display that would change no more frequent than every 60 minutes. And that was the condition of approval. What we found is that billboards and other signs on the strip and around town along the freeways change far more frequently and have full video all the time. And so, a little bit of research, we looked at some billboards which sometimes have conditions for 6 second static images before flipping. A more national standard is a static image that plays for 20 seconds before changing. And what we've asked in this waiver of conditions is for a 30 second change of the static image. And so, this is the east side of the bridge. This was the before, and this is the way it looks pretty much right now. And we would ask that you allow us to change the static image every 30 minutes during vehicular traffic times, and not change the condition that allows full video during events when the road is closed and open only to pedestrians. There's some indication, as I read the staff report, that we were asking for something different, like to waive the static image delay, and we're not. We're asking for a 30-second change of the image, and that's what's in the application and our justification.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
So just to be clear, it's every 30 seconds you're trying to go for.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You said 30 minutes at one point.
I'm
just
sorry.
I wanted to make sure that I'm clear.
I make mistakes too. 30 seconds.
Okay. And this is just on a surface street. It's not, high-speed traffic. Do you know, what is the speed going below it?
You know, I think it's 30 or 35 miles an hour.
Okay. Well, that's far less concerning for a more frequent change to me if they're... I mean, they're not going 30 miles per hour, let's be real, we all know this. but it's not like they're traveling at 75 miles, trying to read one of the signs up there.
Michael, do you know of any signs that currently have every 30 seconds?
Not specific signs, but it's a common condition to be imposed. In this case, by Public Works, typically imposes the conditions, especially on the strip and the high traffic areas, to limit it. I'm not sure about the intervals at other locations.
I mean, 30 seconds for static.
But that has a concern about public safety, basically.
Yeah.
That it could cause collisions with all that distraction.
Well, that's driving up and down the whole strip nowadays, so.
Yeah, but why does it have to be every 30 seconds?
Well, we picked 30 seconds as a safe spot. We knew that billboards, if you drive down the freeway, you'll see billboards change every 6. You'll see some billboards change every 20. We thought every 30 seconds was a safer time frame, and it was better than that, and perhaps it was the middle ground for what was going on here.
And it's a static image. It's not going to be an animated image.
Correct. It's only animated when it's only pedestrian traffic using the street.
So in relation to the other signs on the strip, how close down towards the traffic are these signs? Are they on the bridge?
Well, you can see in the picture, this is the sign right here, and traffic is going under it.
Most of the traffic that goes under there, they're going to Mandalay Bay or Luxor or over the bridge, but that's more business traffic. That's not really public traffic cutting through there.
Well, I think it goes through there quite fast.
Taxis. I don't see any problem with it, so I'll make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions. There they are. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. You go on to BCC on, this can't be right, June 5th. June 5th?
I think it's July 3rd.
July 3rd.
Well, thank you.
Good luck when you get there.
Thank you.
You missed it, sorry. Okay, item number 2 was health. Item number 3, UC 240186 Nicola Hacienda LP, a use permit for recycling center in conjunction with an existing industrial park on a portion of 4.47 acres and an IL industrial light zone generally located on the south side of Hacienda Avenue, 600 feet west of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. So we have an applicant? No one? All right. So I make a motion to trail this item. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 4, UC 240193 Botoch Property LLC, a use permit for financial services on 0.6 acres and an IL industrial light zone, generally located on the north side of Hacienda Avenue and the east side of Procyon Street within Paradise. Hello.
Hello. We are now? Okay. Thank you. Good evening. My name is Daniel Stewart from Brownstein Hyatt. My address is 100 City North Parkway, Suite 1600. And on behalf of the applicant, Dollarone Center. I'll keep this short and sweet. They currently have an existing industrial warehouse space, as you mentioned, on Procyon and Hacienda Avenue. They are looking to get a special use permit to be able to offer run a small financial services store at the same location. It is full conformity with the current zoning code. There will be no new construction to the building in this process. Staff recommends approval. In case there's any technical or other questions, I've got Kevin Baird and Larry Staples here to help answer.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, questions, or concerns, I make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
And you go to Planning Commission on 7-2.
Thank you.
Item number 5, UC 240195, Raymond Management Company, LLC, a use permit to allow retail as a principal use in conjunction with an existing office warehouse on a portion of 7.36 acres in an IP industrial park zone in the airport environs AE 65 and AE 70 overlay, generally located on the southwest corner of Post Road and Dean Martin Drive within Paradise. Hi. Your name and address, please?
Sure. My name is Molly Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, with Taylor Consulting Group. Address is 8414 Farm Road, 89131. And we are just simply, our client has their location here at 3135. You'll see Post Road runs here and Dean Martin here, so they're within this complex. They are already operating what they have a game. It's a magic game, it's a card game. It's very popular, evidently. Because they have a big business where they sell their cards by mailing them out. What they like to do is have a retail and come up here and sell their cards to the public. The only hours that they're going to be open for that sale would be from 12 to 9, only 1 to 3 employees. So going back, there's ample parking, there's no issues there, and we do have staff.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff's conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. July 2nd, Planning Commission.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, item number 6. WS240179, Espigel, Armando, Galindo, ETL, and Romero, Alarcon, Elazar. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduced setbacks, and 2, reduced separation for accessory structures in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.34 acres in an RS 5.2 single family R.2 zone, generally located on the south side of Raymer Drive, 145 feet east of Sand Hill Road within Paradise.
Madam Chair, I received a card on this. I live west of this property off the other side of Sand Hill, so I will not be participating.
Very good. Your name and address, please. Can you use the... Oh, boy.
Hi, my name is Lydia
Excuse me. You're going to have the name speak up a little.
I don't know if the mic's on. People turned off when they put it on.
Hi.
There you go.
Hi. My name is Miriam Sela Namazarino. My address is 34. Separation in the storage 1 and storage 2. We only live 3, 4, 9. And then for storage 1, we only live 3 feet. And this is my problem.
Okay, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it.
Are those two buildings on one property?
Sir, if you're going to ask a question, you have to give us your name and address. Yeah.
My name is Ron Geisler.
Mm-hmm.
My address is 3872 Jewel Avenue, the back side of that.
Okay. So now you can ask your question.
Are those two buildings on the same property or is it separate properties?
It's in the same property.
Right close to the edge of the property, it's got to be a certain amount of footage between them.
So you're talking about the back wall?
Yeah, this is my neighbor. This is a wall.
What's the distance between the wall and the building?
5 feet.
5 feet? Yeah. And a minimum between the two buildings?
3.9. 3 feet?
No, it's not 3 feet. There is it? You got barely a foot between the two roof lines.
According to this, they have 3 feet from the side, and where we require 5 feet off the sidewall. And then between the two, it's only 3 feet 9 when it's supposed to be 6 feet. It doesn't show there's any issue with the back wall.
It's supposed to be 6 feet, is that 3 feet?
No, the 6 feet is between the two buildings. They shouldn't be that close to each other.
There ain't no 6 feet there.
Well, I don't know that it's a proper scale, but right now it doesn't have 6 feet. Right now she only has 3 feet 9.
The roof lines are about a foot apart, so there's no way that the buildings are 6 or 5 feet or 3 feet or whatever apart.
Okay. So are you opposed to allowing them to stay?
Well, I'm wondering if it's been inspected as far as what they're putting there.
No, it hasn't. That's why they're here today, because there's a code violation for installing it without the required setbacks and separation.
Oh, so they already are an inject.
Yeah, so that's why they're here, is to try to, instead of having to tear it down and start over, get approval to leave it as it is.
Why wasn't it talked about before it was built?
Because nobody knew that. They did it without going to the proper channels.
So what's the normal procedure then?
Normal procedure is you would go down to the county and say, I want to build a storage unit. And
right.
They'd say, here's what you have to do.
Right.
And then you'd go get a permit and you'd have it built.
But when they don't do that.
But when they don't do that, what happens is somebody from Clark County, somebody either filed a complaint or the county drove by and saw it and issued a citation saying, you did not do this right. So to fix it, you either have to tear it down and start over, or you come to us, and then she'll go on to the Planning Commission and ask for permission to leave it as is. And that's what they're here for today, is see if they get permission to leave it as is.
Well, I guess it's up to you to...
Well, no, we listen to the neighbors to see what they think. So if you live close by and you say it's terrible and I want them to tear it down, tell us that.
Well, it's not in code. I mean, everybody else has to go by code.
Yep.
You know, I try to build something and, hey, you can't do that because it's not in code. So guess what? I don't get to have it.
But you can come before the town board, too, and then go on to the next step.
Well, I'm not trying to cause anybody
harm. No, you're...
I'm not here to do that.
And I'm just trying to explain to you that if you had a situation like this as well...
If I got to stand by code, then somebody else also...
Right, but there are ways around it by asking permission first. She's asking permission after. So,
I have a quick question. Not permitted, right? Are they on some? What are the platforms? Are they? How did you build them? So, like on the ground? How is your platform?
No, I have a.
Did you pour slab?
No.
So can they be moved? My question is, you have some footage between the pool, and I know that you have a wall there, and I see a trampoline. Can, if the units are not, if you guys have not concrete attached, like if you built a wood frame, can they be moved? That's what I'm asking. Because I know you didn't pull a permit because they wouldn't have given you, or they would have given you a waiver if you built it with it. So what I'm asking is the platform concrete, or is it a wood platform that you could move?
In the corner have a pulpit, a pulpit, and on top of that have a wood.
Okay. So you poured the concrete and then you built it on top, attaching it to the concrete. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you did not get the waiver, would you be willing to move, because you can detail, you can detach and move if it's just attached to the thing. Can you, can, is your platform, I guess I'm trying to explain it, is it a, when you built the structure, the walls and stuff, how were they built? Were they pre-built or was it fabricated? Because I couldn't see the units itself, like a picture of them. So did you buy the units already prefabricated or did you guys build them from scratch?
We built them.
Okay.
Anybody else?
I don't think there's many options for her. I mean, it looks like it's,
yeah,
she's crammed in there, so.
If you look at the area, it's, they're all much older homes. It's been allowed to be commercialized on the other side.
This property that she's talking about.
I'm sorry, sir. We,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we finished the public part, so I can't let you say anything else.
I'm trying to relate to what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, these are the ones I don't like.
I mean, we can go by the approved conditions where they have to get the building permitted and inspected,
right,
and leave it up to fire code to decide whether or not they're cool with it. And if they're cool with it, then everything is jazzy because, you know, her neighbor on the other side did not come to say it's too close to my fence. The neighbor behind me didn't come say it, so let's just leave it up to a building inspection to make the final call because clearly it's not such an eyesore that people are up in arms. So
okay, you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions, which includes 1 year to complete the building on permit, building permit and inspection process, and the application will expire unless extended by an extension of time, which means that if it takes more than a year for you to get through the building process, you get to come back and see us again. And at that time, we can say no, and it would be torn down at that point. So you have a year to get it all permitted and everyone jazzy.
All right, we have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So what this means, you're going to go on July 2nd to the Planning Commission. You're going to tell them the same thing that you told us. They make the final decision. Okay, and if they approve it, then you're going to have to get building permits. That, so you may still have to take it down. That's what she's explaining. If it doesn't meet code for building, then you'll still have to take it down. But we'll let you keep it in terms of where it is. We're saying it's okay where it is on the fence. But Planning Commission will make the final decision. Okay? All right. Did you get that?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Goes by code.
I appreciate your input. All right. Item number 7, WS240201, Cunningham Kevin Thomas Revocable Living Trust and Cunningham Kevin Thomas Trust. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increase fence height, and 2, allow a non-decorative fence in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.21 acres in an RS3.3 residential single-family 3.3 zone, generally located on the north side of Zicker Avenue, 100 feet east of Indian Run Falls Lane within Paradise.
Madam Chair, just to be clear, I have no relation to the applicant.
Okay.
Shared
last name.
Kevin Cunningham spells.
Yeah.
C-U-N-N-I-N-G-H-A-M at 2140 Zicker Avenue. So basically, this project is really about safety, and this is my problem. This little girl over here, she can actually get over that, those brick walls out. She's learned to put her paws up on the top and then use her hind legs with the bricks to get her toes between those, the brick walls. And she was almost over not only neighbors, but then the back wall, which is on Zicker Avenue. So I, over a weekend, when it happened that weekend, I put up this wooden fencing. I did consult with my neighbor because obviously it was up against the wall as well. And so we changed the design a little bit and settled on this. And then I did go to the HOA and we saved a waiver from them. That's right, to be able to keep that up. So And I found out that the code enforcement also requires that, and so I'm looking to retroactively keep that law too. As far as the plan goes, I did put up a fence here. You can see the fence on this. But unfortunately, my contractors and landscapers, they keep leaving those open. So there's a second barrier. In fact, just last week, they put up, you know, they left it open again. So if this is a double protection that you can't get over into the neighbor's yard or over onto the avenue as well. So right now, I do have it only up on these red areas right now. But I am looking for the waiver to go all the way back and then down the other side. Because if you look at the picture of where it is from the street, you'll notice that it kind of looks odd that it ends right there. But this is also part of my problem, is you'll notice behind my house, the brick wall goes down by one brick. And that's just enough for her to get over. She can't get over on the other part. So the Homeowners Association did allow me to come back later to extend it further if I can, assuming I get the waiver here. So I am looking for the waiver for not only the height, but also it doesn't match that coloring there, and then to also go across the whole one so it gets more finished with instead of just above the side of the deck.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? If you come forward, can you hand him the microphone, please? Give us your name and address for the record.
Robert Doe, 8596 Hogan Falls Circle, HOA President Emeritus. This came up during my tenure as president of the HOA, and it was submitted and approved and then disapproved 2 days later. According to Section 10.15, Part B, no wood fence, cyclone fencing, barbed wire, or chicken wire shall be permitted anywhere in the properties. And I do have partner with it because this is on the exterior of our development. And it's in the public eye, which doesn't make it look good for our development. The homeowner was given time to come up with an alternate plan. That plan expired. I don't think you saw the email that said suggested using polycarbonate versus wood because polycarbonate is clear and it wouldn't be that noticeable, but this is very noticeable. I don't think you received that, and you didn't receive. You did not receive any permission from the HOA to do this or to extend it.
I do have that approval here. After your tenure, that was approved again. She actually gets
here's a copy.
Okay, I need to see that because
it was resubmitted after your tenure.
Yeah, it was resubmitted that this was being called a landscape feature. And it was still disapproved. And they said they would go into for a variance. And the variance of the CC&R requires the neighborhood to vote on it. And the neighborhood did not vote on it. So I'm going to fault the HOA. I feel sorry for you because you spent a lot of money putting the fence up, but wooden fences are not allowed. It's a direct violation of the CC&R. And the ARC committee was in error when they approved it in the first place. And you were given 60 days to come up with an alternate plan. That time expired. You resubmitted it and said, oh, it's a landscape feature.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anyone else would like to speak?
No.
Yeah, hold on. Seeing no one, I'll close with the public, open it to the board, but you may comment on that.
Okay, thank you. Actually, was that the advice of the Architectural Review Board that I resubmit that? And I did, on that approval that you see in front of you there, I did go out and spend additional money thinking that I could actually keep this up in order to extend it all the way to this park here as well. As I mentioned, the HOA did put a couple of stipulations on there where I have to keep it well maintained for that. And without going into all the details, there was a lot of turmoil in the HOA over the last year that I think contributed to some of this confusion.
All right, thank you. Okay, now that it's turned over to the board, who owns the block wall, you or the association?
I believe I have to maintain it as the homeowner.
Okay, so you didn't think about applying to have additional blocks added to the wall?
Well, if I could, so there's a house on both sides of me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I did it on this side, I'd have to extend all the way to both streets on both sides, which is not actually probably part of the brick wall that I have to maintain. So therefore, the entire wall would have to be raised up. and then it would not match the other side because it's a very distinctive pattern. So basically, if you go,
I know you're saying it wouldn't match, but it would match better than the wood fence would match.
I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstand.
So if you add additional levels to the, what do you call them?
Courses.
If you added additional courses to the wall that were high enough for the dog not to jump over, you would stay, it would still be a block wall. Anyone driving by would just still see a block wall. And even going down the side, you'd still see just a block wall versus a wood fence.
Right.
So, that didn't occur to you first?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because in fact, actually, my neighbor does some of that masonry, and he actually increased the wall between the two of us with that. But with this wall, it's very decorative. Notice you have two different colored blocks. And
yeah, you would just put the color on top. You just add another fourth.
I have a quick question. Somewhere I read it, maybe you can correct me, is in the statement it says there are walls on the interior that she jumps up on and that gives her elevation. Is that true? Because
yeah, so if I get back to here.
Right. So if that is not a retaining wall and that gives her the extra 2 feet to extend herself, I would think for your solution, instead of trying to find an HOA that does have CC&Rs and the county, you would be able to reduce that on your side. Because so I know that the landscaping here wouldn't be as pretty for you, but then you wouldn't have to go to the expense of fighting and raising the wall. So that was my obvious when you wrote, I think you quoted on that you had that.
Well, so what's different is see here, the previous owners put this pool in and that's when they put the rest of it, because the back of the pool is where it goes up and then they extend it around the sides. So part of the wall is actually where this pool area is, and that's where I first saw her trying to get over from there. So I have to take the pool out, or at least that back area, in order to lower it on my side.
Can you go back to the picture that you had where the dog is? Okay. Is that little section right there where the dog gets up, that 2 feet?
She can't get to that. Where that one part is right there, she can't get
where
to there.
Where does she get up?
Well, where the wall is, where the wooden fence is now, she was going over that because that's 16 feet over there. She could have gotten over any part of it.
Are you telling me you can't create something in that backyard below the wall that confines her so that she cannot get into that area?
So according to the HOA regulations and my understanding of it, the only thing that I could put up there was metal, because it doesn't allow fencing. We looked at the, I don't know, polycarbonate and what that is, but like the decking that was like plastic, you can't use plastic. So all the materials that we looked at, going to Lowe's and stuff, did not look as good as this was.
Okay. So well, you've got a couple of things going. Your CC&Rs don't allow you to do what you did. And you're telling me they don't allow you to do something internally. And you're using block wall that is not compatible with the rest of the wall. Did you get approval for that part?
I'm sorry, for which part?
There's two different colors on the wall. Is that
on the wall?
Is that the way it was?
That's the original design through the neighborhood.
Yeah, this is throughout the entire neighborhood. And it's not just adding another course on top there. You'll notice that the bottom part is bricks on top of brick. But when you get to the top, it has like a half brick and a brick and another half brick. And that is around the entire outside of the property. And not just mine, but the entire community.
Well, it seems to me you could come up with something inside your yard that would keep the dog away from the wall.
And
you would be better off doing that and trying to fight the HOA and the county over the block wall and the amount of courses you would have to put up there.
Yes.
Because you're telling me you would have to do the whole wall.
Well, if that's the recommendation, then I have to put another course up. I can't just put it on mine because then I still have to have a waiver for a design, because only my property would go up on that brick.
And so it's going to mess everybody else up.
Well, it depends, because you've got a staggered wall all through the property anyway, where it's dropping to different levels. So yours becomes a different stagger. It's possible to design that. My neighbor across the street did that tie-in on his. So that to me is the most reasonable solution, in that you're keeping the look of the association and creating something so the dog can't get over, and it, you know, you're only talking one or two courses. It's going to be much cheaper than building a wooden fence all the way around. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but I have to agree, the fence is totally out of character with the rest of us.
No,
right at mine, so it's not just behind mine, is where I have to change. And as I mentioned, the color of that right here, yeah, where it gets that, all that color right there, that goes all the way around wigwam on both sides. And so therefore, it would look out of place if it was just my backyard.
Not as much as you would.
I know exactly what type of style of wall we're talking about. Okay. And honestly, if I was you, I would just raise that wall, ask the county for permission, just your section only, since they don't agree with your wooden fence, and just stop it right there, just protect your dog. And apparently they don't care what it looks like, because he's just more concerned about your wood fence. So just do that section of the wall and call it.
And I said, put
I'm talking about the little decorative brick right there. Just do just your section. Can he not just do that, right? That's his wall, that's his property.
So that would remove one of the waivers, the one that would be waiving a non-decorative fence or wall along the street.
Right.
He'd still be increasing the fence height if we were to do that, presumably we would go above 6 feet. So right. We could just ask for that waiver. I think staff would be more likely to support that. Obviously, I can't guarantee it.
Right.
When you
be that'd be your cheapest wall.
So basically what I'm hearing is that on the inside of this wall, I build another brick wall?
No.
On the top of your wall, that existing wall, where it steps down, okay? Just raise it up just to your section after the waiver that this gentleman just told you to do.
Okay.
Just that section right there.
So this section right here,
yep.
I raise it up by one brick.
Or one brick or two brick all the way?
Or the 1 foot that you need to get into the dog.
Okay. And so basically I still would need the design waiver too, because that won't match the rest of the wall, would it?
That would qualify as a decorative fence, because it would match your decorative color nonsense there. But the wood is, so your wood fence is not decorative, it's just a wood fence. But the colored concrete brick, that whatever it is that it's made out of, that is a decorative brick. So when you raise it up that 1 foot, that still qualifies as a decorative fence. However, the fence is now going to be over the 6 feet or 5 feet or whatever it is, so the one waiver would remain, needing you to, say, increasing it to 7 feet, but you would lose the decorative requirement.
So waiver one, you would still have to have waiver one, but you wouldn't need waiver two.
I don't think the HOA was going to give you approval for it.
Well, we have nothing to do with HOAs. They don't. This is county code.
Right.
So whatever we recommend is based on the code. HOAs make no difference to us. That's up to you all. That's a civil matter.
And so the HOA approval that I have right now, you're saying that's invalid?
We don't care what it says,
okay.
Because it's not a part of the code. So it's a civil matter. So if you want to argue with your HOA over whether they gave you approval or not, that's between you and them. It has nothing to do with our decision here.
Okay. Your other option is to figure out how to keep the dog away from the wall.
I put up a fencing down, but unfortunately, people leave it open and anything like there. So I'm trying to protect the same two people.
All right, well, I appreciate your time.
Okay, well, we haven't voted yet, so hold on. Okay, so at this point, based on what we have here, we're going to follow staff recommendations, so I make a motion to deny the application. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right, you still have to go to Planning Commission on July the 2nd.
I'm just going to tear it down.
So. Well, you never know. They're the ones who make the final decision. The HOAs, the Planning Commission doesn't care about them either. This has to do with county code.
No, I understand. But so, the HOA won't approve it, so I might as well not. I apologize. Thank you for your time.
Okay, that's sad. Item number 8. It's ET24-40056 WS200082 Saya Gabriel Gomes Jr. Revocable Living Trust and Saya Gabriel Gomes Jr. Trust Waivers of Development Standards Second Extension of Time for the following: 1. Eliminate parking lot landscaping, 2. Alternative parking design standards, and 3. Reduce throat depth. Design review for a parking lot extension in conjunction with an existing retail office and warehouse complex on 14.0 acres in an IL industrial zone, generally located on the south side of Desert Inn Road and the east side of Highland Drive within Winchester and Paradise. Hello.
Good evening. Lucy Stewart, STEWART, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing Planet 13. And I think this is probably the first time you've ever seen Planet 13. And I'll tell you why all of a sudden we're coming to see you is that this line here, that little sliver, that's in Paradise.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm asking you, should we approve that sliver? Or and the rest is in Winchester. So I had Winchester earlier. They've seen this, they've seen every application. So I think in the future you'll start seeing all the Planet 13 applications. So years ago, we got approval from NDOT and then from the county to do parking underneath. This is the overpass.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the old lot alignment of Desert Inn, and then this is the new overpass. So we're actually under Desert Inn. We're also, at that time, we'd ask for a waiver because, you know, every 6 spaces you have to do a tree, well, or an island and all. But because this is under an overpass, nothing can grow under there. So one of the things that have been recommended by Winchester and the client agreed was that to do those sculptures. So that, you know, on the same side of the highway and then some of the medians are all so fair. So they've agreed to do that. They actually, it taken them a while. They had an engineer a little longer and was about to stay, and they didn't quite understand how everything was. They're actually ready to pull their permits. So the minute they get approved, assuming they get approved, they're ready to move forward and start construction on the parking lot. So the new code, I think, allows you to only have 10% increase. You've got like 600 and, you've got like 661 spaces and 284 are required. But this is a pretty good sized building. And so they keep adding uses. And so instead of adding uses and then adding parking each time, they're actually just trying to get all the parking done at once. We've got the dispensary. I think it's the world's largest dispensary. It's like 45,000 square feet. They have a restaurant. They've got approved for the lounge. We've been coming forward, I guess, to you with a museum and also with an entertainment. So they've sort of made this an all entertainment complex. To enter, it used to be you could come in with your parents and go eat or whatever. It's now 21 and over. You can't be under 21 and even enter the building. And we're ready to move forward with the parking. And I'm happy to answer any questions. You may have a lot of questions since I think this is the first time you've seen it. Planet 13, so.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to public. Open it to board.
Madam Chair, if no one has anything, make a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary conditions until May 6, 2026.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item, subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Weren't expecting this to be so easy.
Well, I don't know, like the sliver, is that all you can ever, I don't know. I've never had this come before.
Any general business?
We have number three, we have the trail.
Oh, number three, item number three. Yay. Okay, let me read it in again. Item number three, UC 240186, Nicola Hacienda LP, a use permit for a recycling center in conjunction with an existing industrial park on a portion of 4.47 acres and an IL industrial light zone, generally located on the south side of Hacienda Avenue, 600 feet west of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. Can we ask you to use the microphone just so our reporter will pick you up there? Your name and address, please.
My name is Lauren Blanco. Our business address is 3925 West Hacienda, and we're unit E111.
And what would you like to do?
So we are applying for a permit. We have a franchise called Close Environmental Kitchen Solutions. We do fryer management where we clean fryers, we filter that cooking oil to extend the shelf life of the oil. And when it's no longer filterable, we recycle that oil into biodiesel. So at our warehouse stores, we like to be able to store that used cooking oil before it's picked up to be recycled for biodiesel.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, questions, or concerns, I make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You go to the Planning Commission on July the 2nd.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Does anyone have any comments? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public. Our next meeting is June 25th. I will not be here unless my plane from Boston lands on time. Questionable.
I won't be here.
Oh, so that means you three have to come on the 25th. All right, we have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I think
we're my year vacation.
All right. I won't keep going.
I feel bad for that guy.